USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are arrests in Iran now for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner that was mistakenly shot down by an Iranian missile. A spokesman for Iran's judicial system not providing any further details in the announcement. The plane went down last week in Tehran, killing all people on board. President Trump's impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate may now be just a few days away. House Democrats will meet this morning to talk about sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate, where Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says he would vote in favor of having witnesses after opening statements.
Including John Bolton, yes. Yeah. I mean, he's someone who I would like to hear from, and presumably I get the chance to vote for that.
The LSU Tigers are college football champs after routing Clemson 42-25 in New Orleans last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Six of the Democratic White House hopefuls will be debating tonight in Iowa, the last debate before the Iowa caucuses. Meanwhile, candidate Joe Biden has received the endorsement of Atlanta's mayor, and she'll be campaigning for him this week, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Atlanta Mayor Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms heading to Iowa Friday to campaign for former Vice President Joe Biden as part of his We Know Joe bus tour. The tour kicking off Tuesday in Sioux City. Biden will visit 20 key Iowa counties.
The British royal family agreeing to make big changes. Queen Elizabeth agreeing to what Buckingham Palace calls a transition period as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle step back as full-time royal family members. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, the Queen says the family had very constructive conversations yesterday, and they are entirely supportive of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, who now want to become more independent. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Queen of England agreeing to a transition period as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle leave as full-time royal family members. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, Queen Elizabeth says the family had very constructive conversations yesterday, and they're entirely supportive of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The Queen adding that the family would have preferred they remain full-time members, but they also understand their wish to live a more independent life. The palace statement also made clear that Harry and Meghan do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives. American voters are divided over the killing of a top Iranian general. A new Quinnipiac poll shows 45% say it was the right action, 41% say it was the wrong way to go, but 45% say Qassem Soleimani's death has made Americans less safe. A majority of voters in the poll don't think tensions between the U.S. and Iran will lead to war, though. The survey also found that nearly two-thirds would be against the U.S. going to war with that Middle East country. And Tom Hanks has been nominated for his first Oscar in almost 20 years for his performance of Fred Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Hanks' last Oscar nom came from the 2001 Oscars, nominated but not winning for Best Actor in a leading role for Castaway. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.